You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Buddy! The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. The Fan Upstate! Rob Brown, the Great Lonzo, and you be a part of the show. 844-326-3663. That is the number! To the Hub City Spartanburgers text line, 844-326-3663. Okay, that's good. There's a Belichick segment coming up on ESPN, and they have titled the segment Heel Turn, which is very good. Very good.
Because wrestling is in everything. The lexicon of everything, much to the chagrin of people in Detroit, or a certain person in Detroit.
I saw a t-shirt earlier this week that said, wrestling and ska are the only two legitimate art forms, and I almost bought it. I wish I would have now. I may go back and get it. That's a good shirt. We have got a lot more to get to coming up in this hour of the radio broadcast. We are going to talk some Stanley Cup finals as it gets underway tonight at 8 p.m. We are also going to move on. After tabulating the votes, our flag football lineup is going to include at the quarterback position Jaden Daniels of the Washington Commanders and Kyler Murray. We got enough fan votes that Lonzo gets a QB and Rob gets a QB from our selections onto the Rob Brown Show roster. Jaden Daniels and Kyler Murray are your picks as quarterback as voted on the Hub City Spartanburger text line. Lamar Jackson just missing the cut by one vote to replace Kyler Murray as QB2 on the roster. We're going to move to our running backs coming up in the next segment of the show and see which two RBs the RB show decides is going to send to the Olympics if it was to be held this year. Obviously, we're still 3 years out, but who cares? This is fun and I like it. But right now it is 8 o'clock and we have a benchmark segment in this segment. That benchmark segment is the Audio Blitz. It's the best audio that we have picked up over the past 24 hours. Sometimes sports related, sometimes sports adjacent, sometimes isolated entirely. Let's get to a couple of the clips. This came out a little bit earlier in the week, but I gotta tell you, I kind of dig it. After the Conway Regional hosted by Coastal Carolina, there was a bit of a dust up because one of the games, which was starring the University of Florida Gators, there was some interesting video that came out. The game had to be pushed back an hour. The game had to be pushed back an hour because, according to the folks at Coastal Carolina, the night before, there was a delay. The games the night before got pushed back a couple of hours, which meant that the next morning, the field crew needed a little extra time to get the playing surface into game's shape. They had to push the games the next day back an hour, except for the two teams, one of which was the Florida Gators, was ready to play at the scheduled time and then got told, hey, we need another hour to get the playing surface ready. Well, a video came out of Kevin O'Connell, the head coach of the Florida Gators, absolutely berating the assistant HD and the manager of the field crew, the grounds crew at the Coastal Carolina playing facility, After that regional came to its conclusion and Coastal punched their ticket to the Supers, Coastal Carolina head coach Kevin Schnall got on the post-game press conference, got to the mic, and decided, yeah, we ain't having that. He was not having it, Coastal Carolina head coach Kevin Schnall. Went off on Kevin O'Connell, and I'm going to keep it a buck. The older I get, I guess, I don't know if that's got something to do with it, although it definitely does. The older I get, the more I am finding myself in the if you see something, say something camp. But it's like if you see something, say something to the person doing the thing. And I would agree, like nobody wants to get their team up, ready, jacked for a 2 o'clock game only to find out then an hour before the game, it's now a 3 o'clock game. I understand that, right? Like as a head coach, you've got your rhythm, you've got your flow, you've got your routine. You go to get the boys pumped, and then you find out that your whole flow state is going to be disrupted because there is a scheduling conflict that has created the need for a delay. I get that you're upset about that. But, like, going after the grounds crew in that spot and berating them to the point that it is, like, obvious on video camera, yeah, I kind of thought that was too much. I really do. So good on Kevin Schnall for deciding to call out Kevin O'Sullivan, who, by the way, does have a history of being kind of a jerk. Like, that's kind of the mentality, the attitude. And maybe that's why Kevin O'Connell is as successful as he is. But at the same time, like, the grounds crew is out there busting hump, right? They can't help it that they've got a schedule they got to work on, too, and that there is a standard of playing surface that is required. Because here's what I'll tell you happens. If Coastal Carolina goes out there and that field sucks and it's in bad shape and somebody gets hurt because of it, well, if Coastal's ever a borderline host in the future, which is not something that happens a lot and very often for a team like Coastal, if they get an opportunity to host and they're like a borderline host and the NCAA looks and they go, yeah, but last time we were there, we had a guy, you know, pop a hammy or roll an ankle or whatever because the field sucked, they're not going to get to host in that position. So they got to make sure their field's in good shape for themselves and the future of the program. So good on Schnall for doing just that. Derrick Henry joined the Dan Patrick Show yesterday. Derrick Henry tells Dan Patrick, do me a favor, tell Adam Sandler I said what up. I'm a big fan. Dano says, not only will I get him to shoot you a video, but if you get to 2,000 yards this year, I will get Sandler to put you in a movie in the future. And the best part of that clip, I know you could hear it there, but if you watch the video of it, Derrick Henry, who, when NFL players do this, they're ordinarily sitting with a PR rep of the team, right? And that PR rep is going to be off screen. I've done this before. That PR rep's going to be off screen. And if they hear the NFL player on a big-time interview like this, maybe start to get into a spot where, like, maybe they're in a bit of a jam, maybe they're saying something they shouldn't be saying or whatever, that PR rep off to the side will be like, no, no.
Yeah, we've had wrestlers in this very room, and we've, you know, ask, like when we ask if Gunther could chop you, and right away it's like, no, we're not doing that. Yeah, no, we're not. Yeah. So they, those reps are there for that reason.
100%. So Derrick Henry, when Dan Patrick says, if you get to 2K yards, I will get Sandler to put you in a movie. He looks off screen to whatever PR rep is there, and he goes, you got that, right? Like, you put this down. Note this down. I want this on the record. Dan Patrick said he'll get me in a film, in a Sandler flick, if I go get 2K yards. Patrick's like, yo, my end's easy. Your end's hard. You got to get to 2K. I am telling you right now, the next time, probably next weekend, that I'm up in North Carolina and I can plug down some futures bets, I am betting Derrick Henry over everything.
See, here's the thing, though. Let's say they're already in the playoffs. There's a final game. It's a meaningless game. Is the coach going to be cool enough to let him stay in so he can win that bet?
Well, we all know it's Harbaugh.
Exactly.
And we don't call him Harbaugh for nothing.
No.
I think it depends on where he's at.
It's the other Harbaugh.
It depends on where he's at. If he's sitting at like 1985 yards, then I think he's probably like, you need 20 yards? I'm going to get you, dog. I'm going to go put you in there. You're going to carry the ball 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times until you get it. But if he's at like 1880, he needs like 120 yards to get there, I think he goes, look, I know you want to be in the film. Let's just call Adam and ask.
Yeah, but
either way, I'm betting Derrick Henry on the over yards.
Here's that other thing that, you know, probably in Derrick Henry's contract, if he gets 2,000 yards, he gets a a bump in pay, and those kind of things will overshadow that sort of thing.
There are
that's when you get a call down on the headset going, yeah, take Derek out. He's 12 yards away from getting $5 million bonus.
I mean, I don't know if his contract has a 2K yards speculation in it. Here's what I do know. I'm not a big I like Sandler films. A few. The Waterboy's great. Happy Gilmore's great. I honestly can't wait for Happy Gilmore 2.
Have you watched the latest trailer?
Yeah, it's really good.
Extended MJF time.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, I can't wait to see. And he actually had some lines that I heard. I can't wait to. I know Kelsey's going to be good in it, but I want to hear how MJF is.
And as a golf dude, I'm excited to see every golfer I've ever known, including John Daly, in this movie. Like, I'm pretty pumped about it. I'm not a Sandler guy, but I do like some Sandler flicks. I've said for a long time, Sandler himself isn't great, but he's surrounded by so many great cameos and other actors in the movies that the movies inherently end up good.
Wow. You say he's not great. I know if you didn't catch it, I didn't have my mic on. You say he's not great, but he writes all this stuff. I mean, if you don't think he's a great actor, that's fine, but he wrote all this
stuff.
I'm fine.
I'm fine with a good writer. Like, I just think that the movies are good because of everyone around them, not just Adam Sandler. Whatever. It doesn't matter how I feel. If Derrick Henry says, I'm a huge Sandler fan, and goes full bro crusher, he's like, yo, Dan, can you tell Adam I said hi, right? Like, that's the thing you do when you find out that, like, one of your friends has a hot girl that you want to get a date from. You're like, hey, can you tell Christy I said what up? Right? Like, that's what Derrick Henry did that for Adam Sandler. That man's getting 2,000 yards. All right, let's get another one in here.
All right, I just looked this up really quick. Yeah, Derrick Henry's contract with the Baltimore Ravens includes a $500,000 incentive for 1,300 or more rushing yards. So,
he'll be way past that.
So, if he's past the 1,300, he's already got the bonus. So, letting him go ahead and get the 2,000 would be cool.
Derrick Henry over rushing yards prior for the season, no doubt about it. Josh Allen is a very good golfer, as well as a very good football player. Who? Josh Allen, quarterback of the Buffalo Bills. You may have heard me refer to him as Josh Allen.
It's too late now. You referred to him as Josh Allen. There was only one Josh Allen there.
Well, again, he has to annually earn the second Josh Allen. It's
that's
a new
how that works.
New league year, new season. As of right now,
so I shouldn't just call him Josh. I should start over and say he's just okay.
He has to earn the second Josh Allen.
I'm
from
a big fan of his wife's work,
and he has to lose the first Josh Allen or lose the Allen from you. Either way, Josh Allen, big golf guy. The Swing It and Ding It podcast is a golf podcast, and the host of Swing It and Ding It, which is a great podcast name, by the way, bumped into Josh Allen at a golf course not too long ago, told a story that I love about JA17. I've said for a very long time, and I mean this, not everybody golfs, but those who do golf, I can learn everything I need to know about you at a golf course. Honestly, the golf course is where the true blue you makes its appearance. If you're having a great day, if you're having a bad day, if you're having a bleep-tastic day, I can tell everything I need to know about you from the minute that you park your car and pull the sticks out of the trunk till the minute you load them back up and pull up. I can tell who you are as a competitor, who you are as a person, how you handle your day-to-day life, how you handle your business, how you treat other people from the cart girls to the bartenders to the course pros to the rangers and everybody in between. I can tell you everything I need to know about you as a person if I can just get you on the golf course. That is one of the reasons I believe that there is the old expression, business happens on the golf course. Because if you go out golfing with a guy, you get a real look at who they are as a person. And that includes how they approach the game of golf, no matter what level they are at. If they become somebody who goes, yeah, I'm going to play once or twice a month, and I'm not really going to put the time into getting better. I'm just going to go out there and enjoy it. You're a dude who just enjoys your life. You may not be the most, this is me. Maybe not the most drilled down guy in the game, but you go about enjoying your life. If you're the type of dude who goes, my driver's too spinny, and you go out there and hit 1,000 balls until 1 a.m. and spend a gazillion dollars tuning your driver in, you're probably somebody who's a little obsessive compulsive about the thing. You're not going to quit until it is as perfect as it is going to get. So I know it's going to come across as like jokey, ha-ha. But I give Josh Allen a lot of credit for this because that's the time. And granted, you got to have money to do this. So it's easier to know about a professional football player than like me. But I could, if I wanted to, my little brother hammers this into me all the time when we have the conversation. I could, if I wanted to, go out and play 2-3 rounds of golf a week and become a better player. But I don't do that. I just go play my 1-2 rounds a month. I go shoot my 90, my 87, and I go, all right, yeah, I suck, but like, what a great day. And that is a pretty good reflection of who I am as a dude.
So this is why you've still never invited me to play golf. Either you don't want to get to know me, or you think you already know me, so you don't need to play golf with me.
No, I think you would be tired of me as a golf partner after about 4 holes. Because I will also say that when I'm on the course, and this I also think is a reflection of me, when I'm on the course, I expect to shoot par. I've never come anywhere close to it in my damn life, but I will get infuriated with myself and I cuss like a sailor.
Wait. So the real reason is...
I'm protecting you from me.
No. And here's the thing. I want to win, and it doesn't matter what skill level I'm at. I want to win, so I'm not going to be that fun. I know why you don't invite me, because I don't do all the stuff that you do, and you don't think I. And you've already said earlier I'm not fun, but I want to win. That's all I care about when I go out there. You know what a good time for me is, Rob? Winning.
So here's a couple of things. Number one, that is my mentality on golf, but my mentality on golf is not beat the guy in the cart with me. My mentality is beat myself. I know what my score is at every course I play in this area. I know what it is going in, and my goal is to beat that. I'm not trying to go beat Joey B.
Why not?
Because I'm not going to.
Yeah, but if he's better than you, why don't you want to beat him? That means you're striving to get better yourself. And if you actually beat him, you wouldn't be excited about it.
I'm not going to beat him. Joey B shoots a 76.
With that kind of attitude, no, you're never going to.
Again, and I'm going to say this lovingly, respectfully.
Which means it's not going to be.
Right. This is the mentality of somebody who doesn't know golf.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Right. Have I ever played golf before?
It doesn't matter.
You know why you don't know? Because you never asked me to play golf.
Have you ever? Yes, that's the reason. Because you can't play golf without me. The reality that here is anybody who has that level of obsession with being a better golfer is the exact type of person who is going to have that type of obsession at being the best at whatever it is, the thing that they do.
Well, you couldn't play with him because obviously he's out there. He wants to win. And you've already had a defeated attitude.
No, see,
I can't beat this guy.
I
believe you strive to get better and try to be better than the guy you're playing with. And you play with people who are really good, hoping to get as good as them, to get tips from them, to see how they do things so you can improve yourself.
You think Tiger Woods is a good golfer?
I think he's one of the greatest of all time.
Okay. Because Tiger Woods' philosophy on golf is, I don't give a damn what the other guys on the course are doing. I'm going to beat me, and I'm going to beat the golf course. That's the mentality I take to golf. It has nothing to do with beating the guy next to you. Golf isn't a dude-v-dude competition.
It is, though.
It's not, though.
It is. It absolutely is.
No.
There's no game, unless you're playing solitaire, where you're not trying to beat the person that you're with.
Okay. If that is how you want to feel about it, I respect it. That's fine. I am telling you, that is how you do not get better as a golfer. That is how you throw away shots on the golf course.
Or you don't get better as a golfer because you realize, I can't beat this guy. I mean, come on.
All right. Well, let's go with the dude who plays golf versus the dude who doesn't. That's what I'm going to go. That's the most jackass thing I'm going to say today. And I acknowledge that.
Which, again, you don't know that.
When's the last time you played golf?
It's been a while. When's the last time you played golf?
A week and a half ago.
Wow.
Played 2 rounds in a day, as a matter of fact.
People on the stream, you saw the elitist look?
No, it's not elitist. It's just, I am telling you, your approach to that game is wrong for getting better.
How would you know?
You
never asked me to play.
When we come back, we have selected our quarterbacks for the Rob Brown Show Ultimate Flag Football Team. Now we select our running backs. Who are the two guys that, if we had to send a team right now, you are sending to the Olympics to carry the stars and stripes, the red, white, and blue on the crest into battle? I'll give you my picks. Lonzo will give you his, and then we'll see who y'all like next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Our Rob Brown Show Ultimate Flag football team will be quarterbacked by Jaden Daniels as QB1 from the Washington Redskins, and will be quarterbacked by Kyler Murray, QB2. He comes from the Arizona Cardinals. Now, we move on to running backs. Who, oh pray tell, do we want as our running backs on this team? Remember, you only get one player per NFL team. You do have to take that into consideration. So, hypothetically, if you said, I want A.J. Brown as my wide receiver, you can't have Saquon Barkley as your running back. Number one. Number two. Running back in flag football is really all about hands, speed, and agility, not power. Guys like Derrick Henry, not even going to be considered. Guys like, I'm going to even say, Saquon Barkley, as good as he is, as nimble as he is a power running back. Probably not my guy. We are looking for dudes that can catch the ball out of the backfield. We are looking for dudes that can average yardage. They are yak daddies. We are looking for dudes that can scramble. Pick number one for Rob Brown's version of the Rob Brown Show Ultimate Flag football team from the Atlanta Falcons. Give me Bijan Robinson. Dude is shifty. Dude is quick. And dude can catch the ball out of the backfield, which is what we are looking for in a flag football team. On top of that, respectfully, there's no other Falcons that are even in consideration for me. So it's not like I feel like, okay, I'm kind of hamstringing myself if I go with this guy out of this spot. I'm going to give you one more name. And I don't know how many of you will join me on this one, but I think that this dude is one of the elite pass catchers. He's a dude that I told you last year was going to be an impact player, and he did. Last year, 1,009 rushing yards, averaged 5 per carry, ended up with 16 rushing touchdowns, 3 receiving touchdowns, and most of those came late in the season after they realized, oh, we're going to have to run the ball a little bit. James Cook, running back from the Buffalo Bills. Now, I look at this wide receiver core, good wide receiver core, guys like Keon Coleman, young guys. There's some opportunity here. It also takes Josh Allen, but I've already picked my quarterbacks, and as much as I love Josh Allen, he's more of a power running back than a finesse guy. I need speed and shiftiness. James Cook fits the bill. My two running backs on this squad are going to be Bijan Robinson from the Atlanta Falcons and James Cook of the Buffalo Bills. Lonzo, where are we going with running backs?
I think there's an obvious choice, and you're going to say, well, he's injury prone, and Christian McCaffrey. I think he is, when you think flag football running back, it's Christian McCaffrey, because he's shifty, he's quick, he can run precise routes if you're going to throw him the ball. So that's my number one. And my number two, I disagree with you. I'm going with Saquon Barkley, and here's the reason why. At his size, yes, he's a power guy, but that leapfrog backwards shows he has agility. And I think if you are that plumber from Germany or whatever you said, maybe he's not real learned in football, and he looks at him and goes, oh, that guy's not going to be fast. That guy doesn't have moves. And then next thing you know, he's scoring a touchdown. So
16 games, 345 attempts, over 2,000 rushing yards, a 5.8 yard per carry average, 13 rushing touchdowns, 33 snags, 278 receiving yards, 2 receiving touchdowns, and just 1 fumble lost for Saquon Barkley last year. Listen, he is the best running back in football. There is no question mark about that. I just don't know if the game fits as well in a flag format. Lonzo says he trusts that it does. So Lonzo going with Christian McCaffrey of the San Francisco 49ers, Saquon Barkley of the Philadelphia Eagles, Rob Brown going Bijan Robinson from the Atlanta Falcons, and James Cook of the Buffalo Bills. We now turn to you, ladies and gentlemen. You have selected for your two quarterbacks, Jaden Daniels of Washington and Kyler Murray of Arizona. Lonzo and I have now just made our suggested picks at running back as your co-GM, but it is up to you to snag the two running backs to send to the Olympics as our flag football representative. So the Up City Spartan Burger text line is open for you right now at 844-326-3663. 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. Text me your running backs right now. We have got a texter that says he is going with Derrick Henry. Look, I love Derrick Henry. He's one of my favorite football players in general because he's a bulldozer with cleats on. But here's the thing. Running over dudes in flag football, instigating contact, and I'm not a flag football expert, I acknowledge it, but I do not believe that you are allowed to just crush bros in flag football. And even if you are, if you run into a dude, do you know what else runs into the dude? The flag's on your waist. The thing that he has to pull off of you. So even if you crush a dude, if he gets that hands up and takes that flag off, there's no more yak yardage in that moment. So I don't know that Derrick Henry is the right pick in that spot, but it is up to you, guy. Keegan suggests Jahmyr Gibbs from Detroit as an option. Shane agrees on Jahmyr Gibbs and James Cook. Brian's got an interesting pick. He says Cam Scataboo from the New York football Giants in that mix. Scataboo was really good at Arizona State because he was kind of combination power back and finesse back. Like, he was a yak daddy, but he was also a dude that could kind of get outside and make some moves. I do think that Cam Scataboo has got to have a little bit of room before he gets into that finesse flow state. But I do think like you could design a flag football offense around Cam Scataboo. So I don't hate that pick. Plus, you got some youth there. He's still got some spring in the step. He's still got a little bounce to him on the outside. Buckeye Mike texted the show. He said Travion Henderson and Christian McCaffrey. So that's three votes out of the gate for Run CMC. During the break, I want you to text me your running back tandem. You get two. You get a 10-man roster. On the starting spot are a quarterback, a running back, and three wide receivers. So you get two running backs. Who are the two you are sending to carry the stars and stripes into battle at the Olympics? Question mark. And you can, by the record, because Keegan said, can we send Lamar Jackson as a running back? You can. But don't you kind of want a guy you know you can trust the hands? I don't know how good Lamar Jackson can catch. And the running back is effectively a short pass receiver that you are trusting is going to be able to make some shifty moves down the field and take a short yardage catch and turn it into a big game. That's why I like Robinson. That's why I like James Cook. Or maybe you want to do like a fantasy football flex and pick another wide receiver to go into that running back spot. That's on the table too. But let's say we're picking from the running back pool. Who do you like? Who do you got? 844-326-3663. Text your pick to that number. We'll take your votes up through the end of the hour. Hour four, we'll do our wide receivers. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the Greatman, Lonzo, and you, 844-326-3663. Looking for your running backs for the Rob Brown Show Ultimate Flag Football Team, the TRBSUFFT, as we are calling it as of right now. We have got so far for your quarterback spots, Jaden Daniels and Kyler Murray. Lonzo and I have submitted Baker Mayfield and Shedeur Sanders, but we took your votes and we will have Daniels and Murray representing. Lonzo suggested Christian McCaffrey and Saquon Barkley as the two running backs. I suggested Bijan Robinson and James Cook of Buffalo. As of right now, we both have one of our two at this position, as well as Christian McCaffrey and James Cook are the two vote getters from y'all right now. We will take your votes up till the end of the 8 o'clock hour. Buckeye Mike said Tyler Warren at running back. That's an interesting concept. Maybe that's where you put your big tight end, but I would also argue I need a running back who can work all angles of the field. I can get a big, tall wide receiver to be my flag football red zone guy.
Is there a strategy where you get a bigger, wider guy just because people can't see around them?
I think that
it gets you like a couple seconds.
Yeah, because your running back typically also plays center, and your running back typically is going to be the guy that stands hands behind his back, kind of acting as a meat shield to buy your quarterback some time, and then releases on a route. So maybe there's some element of that, because usually in the way that I understand it is I did play flag football in college for like 2 years, so I'm kind of an expert. Your linebacker on your defense ordinarily is going to stay in that spot. You're going to have a pass rusher going after the quarterback. You're going to have a linebacker assigned to the running back. He's going to stay there as kind of a spy, and then he's going to go with the running back when he releases or if he releases on the route. Otherwise, just kind of play a middle zone. So maybe that is a spot you could put that guy. I just think I can get height out of my wide receiver somewhere, pick a tall wide receiver, and then utilize that spot as my quick release, run the out, yak daddy running back. All right, we'll talk more about that coming up. But right now, send your running back votes to 844-326-3663, and we'll see which two you guys are looking at sending to the Olympics if they were played this year. We do have some news on the House v. NCAA settlement front, which we had John Blau on Monday. John has been doing an excellent job covering this court case as it has progressed. I asked John Blau on Monday. I said, hey, look, here's the deal. I thought that settlement was expected sometime at latest last week, yet here we are on June 4th. We are getting to the offseason. We are getting to a point in the calendar where financial institutions have big time decisions financially that they have to make. And obviously, many of them are hesitant to do anything. And oh, by the way, that's not taking into consideration that conferences have big time football decisions that they have to make. And many of them are waiting to see what the structure of college football is after the House settlement is reached, or if it's reached, before they make those decisions. Yet here we are June 4th and we do not have a decision yet. What can you tell us? And John Blau said effectively what I said. I thought we'd have a decision by now. The fact that we haven't is very interesting. The fact that we haven't tells me that there is a lot more going into this than maybe we know about, et cetera, et cetera. Well, last night, Brandon Marcello from CBS Sports put up an article titled, quote, $2.8 billion House v. NCAA settlement hangs in balance as federal judge extends response deadline. Byline. While Judge Claudia Wilkins' decision lends room for optimism the case will be resolved, it also pushes back the timeline yet again. And in the article, Brandon Marcello, who is covering this for CBS Sports, says that the case took another turn on Monday night. A federal judge granted attorneys involved in the settlement an extension to file summary judgment and Daubert briefing, D-A-U-B-E-R-T. Now, I will tell you that it's probably time for all of us, including me, to learn some stuff here. Both sides still waiting for a final judgment and the original deadline coming on June 6th. The new June 27th deadline provides proper time for a potential appeal. It also pushes the timeline for a potential resolution even closer to the expected start of revenue sharing payments to athletes on July 1st. So the settlement, if passed, it is.
That's not really that far away.
No, it's not. Not only is it not that far away, it's also not that far removed from June 27th, which is the new deadline, because I, during the break, as you know me, I love some scientific research to find some empirical data. I did a bit of research during the break, and I found out, to the shock of many of you, that July is the month immediately after June. I consulted the calendar,
Did you ask the Google?
No, I actually, because I don't always trust AI research. I actually went and did the research on my own, and I found out that the month of June ends on June 30th, and the month of July follows the very next day, is July 1st. So that gives you, if you are keeping track of this, that gives you, if the settlement is reached on the 27th, 3 full days to figure out what your policy looks like to share $20 million from your annual revenue to your athletes. And oh, by the way, that also means you have to not just figure it out for your football team, but that also means you have 3 full days to make sure that you are Title IX compliant. Though I do expect there may, capital M, be some sort of schedule relief for schools from federal institutions about a Title IX compliance.
Well, you know, there's the schools that are taking this seriously, which is, should be all of them, I'm sure they have a plan in place, right?
The plan in place thing is yes. The problem is, number one, what happens if there is some sort of term? And right now, as far as we know, the only thing that is up in the air from the initial settlement proposal was the roster limitation thing. And it's not even the roster limitation thing. It's the fact that the original settlement called for roster limitations to go into effect immediately, which meant that, and this did happen, coaches were going to have to just straight up kick guys off the squad. Hey, man, thanks for coming out. Thanks for investing. Thanks for the blood, sweat, and tears. But unfortunately, we only have X amount of roster spots to award, and you ain't that guy. So you got to go. And on top of that, it made coaches kick guys off the squad without the opportunity to enter the transfer portal and find a new place to play, or at least give themselves an opportunity to. So the judge said, nope, y'all got to go back and amend that. I don't know what course of action they are going to take. I don't know if they take the course of action of, hey, we're gonna install roster limitations, but we are going to install them on a grandfathered in basis. That is to say, if you are already on scholarship, then every school gets, you know, relief of X many roster spots. We're gonna, instead of saying you gotta go from 150 down to 130 in 1 year, we're going to say you got to be down to 140 at the end of next year and 130 the year after that, and then down to that final roster cap number the year after that. Or if they will say we got to go into the effective roster limits now, but any player who becomes a roster limitation casualty, we will open up a special transfer portal for you. You will have the opportunity to transfer to a different school or down a level, wherever you got to go to find a roster spot, outside of the 2 established portal windows right now, and just give guys who are cap casualties, roster limitation casualties, at least an extra opportunity to go find a place to play. I don't know which one of those 2 is going to ultimately be the spot. Here's what I am going to say. You cannot push this any further back than you already have. You cannot push this back any later than, and for the record, I didn't think you could push it back any further than it was where the deadline was a week and a half ago. I thought that's pretty, that gives you less than a month to get, or just at a month to get your house settlement new regulations into place so schools can know on July 1 when the revenue sharing model is expected to go into place, time to figure out what that was going to look like. Unless, and this is the other out, unless the house settlement in its reworked form moves that date back too, right? Unless they say, all right, since we had to push the house settlement deadline from early May to mid-May, mid-May to late May, and then late May to late June, if we have to push that back 4 weeks, we are also going to push the revenue sharing start date back 4 weeks, and maybe instead of July 1st, our new revenue sharing deal goes into play August 1st. Maybe it goes into play a month later than it was scheduled, so that teams still have that amount of time. I don't know how this is going to work out, but very clearly, and this is why this is most interesting, there was, in this restructuring process ordered by Judge Claudia Wilkin, there was one issue that had to be resolved. Just one. How do we fix the roster limitation issue that she took to the settlement? How do we create a world where either dudes on teams are just outright kicked off of it because of the new guidelines, or how do we create a world in which dudes on teams who are kicked off of it because of the new deadline are given an opportunity to go somewhere else and find out what they're going to do? I don't know what the answer to any of this is. So we will keep you up to date on this story as it continues to break moving forward, because now we have another 22 days to wait till the deadline. That's not to say they'll take this thing all the way to the deadline, but we have extended the deadline twice now. And if we extended the deadline twice now, would it happen again? I don't know. According to the article, the key language in the brief is that the roster limit exceptions, are to be made at a school's discretion. It remains to be seen if the briefs will satisfy Judge Claudia Wilkin of the Northern District of California, who specifically asked attorneys to grandfather all players into the deal after twice delaying a decision on whether to approve the settlement back in April. The NCAA and Power Conference's counsel wrote in a supplemental brief Wednesday of last week, quote, "In other words, there are no guarantees that designated student athletes will get or maintain roster spots, but that does not adversely affect any injunctive relief class member." Basically, plaintiffs are not impacted by any of this. It is solely current athletes. But Judge Wilkin has made it very evident here that the current athletes that are in school that are student athletes or amateurs, whatever you want to, or professionals, whatever you want to call them, they have just as much impact on her decision-making process as the plaintiffs, as the former athletes who filed this case in the first case. She has said, "I want to make sure that the folks that are currently in school, currently on rosters, are just as well protected, just as well taken care of as the plaintiffs who filed the House v. NCAA case in the first place." So we will see where this goes, what happens, but the new deadline is now June 27th, and we will update you on that as we get more information. Now, we got to run to a break. When we come back here in the final hour of the show, I will give you till the end of this break to get your votes in for the Rob Brown Show Ultimate Flag Football Team, TRBSUFFL. Get your votes in for running back. We are going to select from your votes the two highest vote getters to go on the roster at our running back spots. In the final hour of the show, we'll do wide receivers. I've also got a handful of sports stories and an NHL Stanley Cup breakdown to give you. Plus, the Braves have a bigger problem than just the fact that they suck. And it's the fact that there may be an issue with Spencer Strider that I picked out last night. I'll tell you what that is in the next segment as the Rob Brown Show rolls on. Now, the ace of the staff, Lonzo with the sports flash.
That could be taken in so many different ways. The Atlanta Braves dropped the first of three games set against the Diamondbacks last night, 8-3. Spencer Strider threw five innings, allowing six hits and five runs while striking out four. Atlanta is 27-32. Following the first conference finals in 25 years, the New York Knicks fired head coach Tom Thibodeau yesterday. Thibodeau passed Pat Riley for fourth in franchise wins this year and led the Knicks to back-to-back 50-win seasons for the first time since 1995. Apparently, that wasn't good enough. Game one of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals is tonight at 8 p.m. The reigning defending champion Florida Panthers entered the series as a -110 favorite, but are slight underdogs in game one. Colorado Rockies defeated Miami last night 3-2, winning their first series in 23 tries, a streak dating back to September of last year. It was also the first set of back-to-back wins for Colorado since May 1st. Hour number four of the Rob Brown Show, that's the show, is next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.